Evening. Scripture again, Psalms 19, verses 1 to 4. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. The word of the Lord.
So, tonight, we'll continue our series, Hearing God's Silence, right? How can we hear God in this silence? Last week, we explored how God's silence doesn't mean his absence, and how he often speaks in a still, small voice rather than dramatic displays. Today, I want to go with you a little deeper into how God whispers to us, particularly to the ordinary and everyday experiences of our lives, as we are maybe out in the farm, in the ranch, or any workplace. It may be even a school environment. Again, in a world that constantly screams for our attention with the extraordinary, it's easy to miss, and we often miss, the divine in the details. We wait for grand revelations, burning bushes, or direct pronouncements. Yet, God is, in his wisdom, frequently chooses to communicate through the very fabric of our daily existence. Through the cycles of nature, the needs of our animals, and the quiet labor of our hands, basically our ordinary routine. Many of us have been taught to look for God in the great things, in the spectacular things, in miracles, healing, perhaps in powerful prophetic words, in overwhelming experiences during worship. And certainly, God does speak in those ways, right? He can. He's God. He can do the way that he wants. But if we limit our expectation of God's voice to only the extraordinary, we risk missing his constant, loving communication in the ordinary things. We might be looking for a sign in the sky when God is speaking through the very ground beneath our feet. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4, I'll read it again. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet, their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. Amen? So this passage speaks of a silent declaration. The heavens, without words or sound, still communicate God's glory. This is a profound truth about God's communication. It is not always audible or overly miraculously. It is often present in the small details of creation in our daily lives, especially for those whose lives are so deeply connected and dependent on the natural world as they depend on it. So, how does God whisper to us through the ordinary rhythms of our daily lives? Firstly, God speaks through his creation, the vast living textbook of his design. The psalmist tells us that the heavens declare God's glory without uttering a word. Have you ever stood in awe of a sunrise or a sunset painting the skies? Felt the raw power of a thunderstorm rolling across the plains? Or marveling at the intricate design of a tiny seed that holds the promise of a mighty harvest? In those moments, even without a voice, creation testifies to the Creator. So think of the farmer who watched the skies for decades. He doesn't just see clouds, he sees a story unfolding. A specific shade of gray on the horizon whispers of a coming rain that will nourish the parched land. A promise of God's provision. The way the wind shifts its directions tell him when to plant. A silent guide from the Creator. God's fingerprints are everywhere, in the rhythm of the seasons that dictate planting and harvesting, and in the complex of a newborn foal taking its first steps, in the delicate balance of the ecosystem that sustains our livelihoods. When we take time to truly observe and appreciate the natural world around us, we are listening to one of God's most consistent and silent sermons. It reminds us of His power, His beauty, His order, and His detailed care and love for us. As the reformer Martin Luther said, God writes the gospel not in the Bible alone, but on trees and flowers and clouds and stars. For us, this gospel is also written in the fertile soil, the flowing rivers and the enduring mountains that we can experience so close to us here. In our busy lives, it's easy to rush past these detailed miracles. But we are encouraged to intentionally pause to notice the details around us, things that speak of His glory. They are not just random occurrences. They are expressions of God's ongoing creative work, a constant whisper of His presence and majesty. The second way that I want to talk with you in how God whispers through the ordinary is that God speaks through the quiet promptings of the Holy Spirit. Again, God speaks through the quiet promptings of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit often works not with a loud voice, but with a gentle nudge, gentle impressions, and a sense of peace, but sometimes a sense of unease as well. These are the whispers that guide our conscience, bring conviction, offer comfort, or prompt us towards acts of love. They are often so subtle that they can be easily dismissed as our own thoughts or feelings. So we need to be careful and pay close attention, right? So, much like, again, our intuition about a change in the wind or a shift in the herd's behavior. Imagine a rancher standing alone on a vast prairie. He has a feeling to check on a calf he saw earlier and everything was good. There was no logical reason for that. The calf seemed fine, but something, a quiet nudge, sends him back. He discovered that the calf is tangled in a fence in need of immediate help. For a non-believer, this is just intuition or coincidence. But for us, there are no coincidence, there are no intuition, not even destiny. These are often the Holy Spirit at work, speaking to our spirits in a language beyond words. Learning to discern these promptings requires sensitivity, a heart aligned with God's heart, and a willingness to obey even the smallest leading. And I'm sure that so many people in the room have experienced that somehow. And they may not even realize that that was the Spirit speaking to them at that moment. Right? But later they came to that realization. So it means developing a faith muscle, right? Our faith is like a muscle that we need to do what? To exercise, because it grows stronger with practice and obedience. Just as some of you guys here has developed an instinct for the land, right? Because you have so many years of practice, so many years of experience that you realize that's how God is speaking. That's how God is showing you His majesty and His glory. My third point here in how God whispers through the ordinary things is that God speaks to the people in our lives. Sometimes God uses the voice of others, even friends, family, fellow ranchers, farmers, or even strangers passing through. I hope that He uses the pastors to speak with you as well, right? So those are all ways that God has to deliver His message to us. And this isn't always through direct prophecy, but often through some wise counsel shared over a cup of coffee or tea, a timely word of encouragement when you feel down, a challenging question about your practices, something that will challenge you and you not like at the first moment. But then you'll be thankful for that word of challenge but encouragement as well. So, or even a simple act of compassion when help is needed most. God often works through community because He created us for community, and we can miss His voice if we are isolated or unwilling to listen to those He has placed around us. Those who have experienced to understand the unique challenges and joys of this life. God gives and allows us to be surrounded by those wise persons, those wise people that can save us from so many trouble. That's another reason for us to praise His name for the relationship He has given us, for the church body that He has given us, right? Again, I want you to think of a rancher whose tractor breaks down just as a storm is approaching, threatening to ruin their hay crop. And you probably have seen that or experienced that. Then they may be feeling defeated and isolated. Then a neighbor immediately pulls up with their own equipment, no questions to ask, not asking for anything in return, just quietly starting to help, starting to do the work, to encourage. That act of simple, selfless service isn't just kindness. It's God's whisper delivered through a human hand. a tangible sign of care in a moment of despair. You know that God can do that? Do you believe that God can do that? Yes, of course He can. And again, I'm sure that you have experienced that so many times in your life. These are God whispers delivered through human vessels. It requires humility to listen, recognizing that God can use anyone to speak into our lives. And it also requires us to be open to receive the truth that's shared to us, even if it's very difficult to hear. That's really important, that we are open for that. Our next point is God speaks through our circumstances and experiences. Life itself, especially life on the land, is a classroom where God is constantly teaching us. And I hope that by now you have experienced those teachings and learning to listen to Him, and you will not continue to try things on your own way, as we can always do. We figure it out, we know the way, and we hit a wall. We figure it out, this time it work, it doesn't. So why do we continue to do that when we can rely on God to help us? So our joy, our sorrows, our success, and our failure can all be avenues through which God communicates. He uses droughts to teach dependence, blizzards to teach resilience, good harvest to teach gratitude, and lean ears to teach perseverance. So consider the year of the drought. The farmer watches the soil turn to dust and the crops to wither. The immediate feeling may be one of the panic and failure. But as they are forced to rely on the community for support and to simply trust in a power greater than themselves, they learn patience and dependence in a good harvest, in a way that a good harvest never could have taught them. Right? So that's why sometimes God gives us those challenges that we face and we don't understand. But He's preparing us for something that's coming. That hardship becomes a refining fire. And from the refiner's fire of that difficult season emerges a stronger faith and deeper understanding of God's sovereignty. These are not random events, but often part of a divine narrative, shaping us into the people He intends us to be. When we face a difficult season, a crop failure, a sick animal, a terrible loss, a heartbreak situation, whatever that may be in your case, instead of immediately asking, "Why me, Lord? Why am I facing this challenge? Why is it so hard?" And the complaining goes on, when we should ask, "God, what are you trying to teach me through this? Lord, how can I experience your presence through this situation?" When we experience an opposite situation, a breakthrough, a bountiful harvest, a healthy new leader, a successful sale, instead of just celebrating our own efforts, we can ask, "How is God's hand evident in this?" How can we show others that was done, that this was done by God? Reflecting on our experiences, both good and bad, with an open heart, allows us to hear God's lessons in the silent language of life's unfolding. As the Bible reminds us, and we know, a well-known verse, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. That's in Romans 8:28. Finally, our last point is God speaks through the rhythm of daily routines and responsibilities. For many, life on the farm or ranch is filled with repetitive tasks. Mending fences, feeding livestock, tilling soil, repairing equipment. Those tasks are far removed from spiritual encounters. At least, that's how we think, we may think. And it can feel tedious. There's no glory on them. Yet, it's often in these very routines that God cultivates virtues like faithfulness, discipline, and patience. The quiet act of consistently showing up, serving others, and fulfilling our duties can be a profound act of worship in a way of aligning ourselves with God's purposes. Picture the quiet dedication of someone with the daily ritual of feeding the livestock. It's the same routine every morning, every evening. The quiet clatter of the bucket, the steady rhythm of their footstep, the soft lowing of the animals. In that repetition, there is profound stillness. Each scoop of the feed, each check of the well-being of the herd can become a silent prayer, a mindful act of stewardship. This tedious chore is transformed into a sacred practice, where the hands are a form of worship and the heart finds peace in the consistent presence of God. I want you to think about those tasks that you do daily. And if you feel tedious, I want you to see them in this way. How can I praise God with this action, the action that I'm doing right now? Because you know what? So many people around us would love to have the same opportunity that you have today. But they can't. These ordinary acts, done with intention and love, can become pathways for God's presence to fill our lives. They are not empty moments, but opportunities to practice His presence and to hear His quiet affirmation in the fulfillment of our calling. As Joyce Meyer reminds us, every day is a fresh beginning, a new opportunity to hear God's voice. Again, every day, think about that, is a fresh beginning, a new opportunity to hear God's voice. And remember that Bible verse that tells us that God's mercies are renewed every morning. By the way, that's a great way to start your prayers, right? To start our prayers. So, and that voice is found in the quiet, consistent work of our hands. to truly listen to God's silent whispers in the ordinary, we need to cultivate a posture of mindfulness and gratitude. We need to slow down, pay attention, and recognize that the sacred is not confined to the grandeur, to the extraordinary, but it's woven into the very fabric of our everyday lives. God, when God whispers through the ordinary, especially here in our beautiful landscape, in our beautiful country, may our hearts be aligned with God's hearts. May our eyes and ears be open to the subtle, yet powerful ways our God is constantly speaking to us, even when He seems silent. Let's pray one more time. Father God, we thank you for your word, Lord, tonight. We thank you for all these reminders, Father. And Lord, we ask you to help us to see you, Lord, in our daily routines, Father, in things that we are just on autopilot, Lord. Help us to remember that you are giving us a new breath every second, Lord. That you are guiding our lives every minute, Father. Lord, that you are there with us, even when we feel alone. Father God, continue to guide us, Lord, and speak to us according to your will, and help us to see, Lord, when you do that. Even, Lord, when your voice is silent. We praise you and thank you for what you give to us, Lord, in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the salvation that we have. Thank you that we can come into your presence, Lord, and rely on you. We thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.